Rob, I got something in my eye. It really hurt.
No,
Rob.
Come on, Massa. Remember, we've been through this before. Come on, baby. Felipe, baby, don't panic. It's not something in your eye. It's probably just a butterfly flew near you. You're all right.
Oh, it really hurts. No, come Rob. On.
Well, have we spoken about this before? You're fine. Now stop crying and get back to the pits.
Okay, Rob. Should I head towards the light?
No, baby, no.
Welcome to another F1 podcast with Terry Saunders and Kevin Shepherd.
Hello, everybody. It's the Hungarian Grand Prix delayed podcast. Why is it delayed?
Well, diary disasters.
Yeah, basically, I was away at the Big Chill Festival when the actual race happened. And then we were both quite busy for a while. We didn't have time because we didn't go to
Edinburgh, really. I think it sort of got a bit
busy. we've been quite successful
just for a few more days
remember this time Kevin, remember how it feels.
We were popular busy.
Then we did record it last week, but it was very hot and my computer went, it's too hot.
I'm on a holiday
and my computer,
you've had a holiday.
Yeah, my computer froze up and we lost the podcast, so we're going to do a little brief 10-minute kind of Hungarian Grand Prix wrap-up. Now, you just heard our little Massa skit. Of course, we all know the news now that Massa's okay. We can laugh about it.
That's the real reason we delayed, just because we didn't think it would be all right to laugh at somebody in a coma.
Yeah, there'd be nothing worse than going, hey, Matt, that skit, and then a few days later going, oh,
Massa dies.
Massa's dead. So he's all right.
Yeah,
fingers
he's
crossed.
All right. Fingers crossed. Well, he can't cross his fingers. Well, not on his left side, apparently.
He can. He's had a stroke as well.
Yeah, but we've seen a picture of his face. He's got an eye like what's that guy's name?
The one out of Mask.
Yeah, not the one out of Mask. Marty Feldman. Do you know?
Oh, Marty Feldman. Wow.
He's got Marty Feldman eyes at the moment. I think they've stitched one in the wrong way. They've swapped him over.
They've given him an extra eye. But the Hungarian Grand Prix was otherwise a bit dull.
I think it was a bit dull. Yeah, it was a bit dull.
Although, I mean, a lot happened. So we had the
qualifying was all right.
Qualifying was what? Apart from the beautiful Massa
interlude.
What else happened? The time
Alonso was on pole. That was the exciting bit.
Alonso got on pole. Jensen Button did a little swear about it as well.
Yeah, because they didn't.
But I got £1. I got £1.20.
£1.20.
That's not a time.
Been weighing you down, mate.
Yeah. I got £1.21, and Button's going, oh, I got £1.24. Are you sure you got £1.21? I got £1.21.
Fucking hell!
That's a good swear.
Good swear, Jensen.
Then the race. I cannot run around on the race.
I tweeted Jensen to say I liked your swear.
Did he reply?
Strangely enough, no. Well, if he would, he'd have replied, I've done another triathlon, did I say?
Boring. The race was all right, actually. It was okay. It wasn't as dull as they normally are, but Hamilton, McLaren have turned it around.
And with the benefit of hindsight, because what the beauty of that other podcast being lost, you won't be able to hear us saying, yeah, but it's only one race, they're never going to...
We never said that, Kevin. We said, I reckon he's going to come second in the European Grand Prix thanks to a pit stop fuck-up, not the Martin Wolf march. We agree to that. But we'll come to that the next episode of the podcast. Yeah, there's going to be two... This is a mini one. The problem with this being a mini one, I'm talking very fast.
Yeah, I've noticed you're really trying to rush through.
And I think we promised ourselves only 10 minutes on this one because it's late and we forgot most of what happened. But I think we're done.
What else happened? Oh, Ferrari got away with a dodgy decision. Did we watch this race somewhere? Where did we watch this race? We didn't,
did we? Last week we watched it. You put the video out.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. I know, because it was dodgy decision number two. Why I'm saying that is because there was a dodgy decision in the race we watched in Guildford.
Where was it?
We watched the race in Guildford. There was a dodgy Ferrari decision.
Where was that race? Which race was it?
It was another one.
Which one was it?
It's one of those Grand Prix.
Which one was it?
What one was it?
I don't remember either.
Was it somewhere else?
Yes. The inaugural somewhere else Grand Prix. And so, in that one, Raikkonen had a bit of an argy-bargy with someone. What is wrong? I can't remember anything.
Yeah, it's weird. This happens to me a lot. Once a race is gone, that's it. I've forgotten.
I don't think we can do punditry because you know that on the actual race they go. And of course, remember
there was that time.
Yeah. Well, this is like we just watched the European Grand Prix. And there's that bit where he goes, of course, remember last year Massa led from start to finish. And I'm like, did he? I don't remember. I vaguely remember seeing a McLaren.
Was he there?
I don't remember.
Where did we watch the race?
Yeah, that's how I remember it.
Maybe if we're there, it'll be different. I don't think it would be.
I think we'd just be pissed.
Be drunk. And... well, Alonso's wheel bounced off.
Oh, the Alonso wheel.
Quite an irritating thing that happened.
Quite a massive fuck up, especially coming after Massa and Surtees. Which there is no jokes about, so don't even expect one, you wankers.
Sicko.
Oh, no, that sounds like a joke, doesn't it?
Yeah, see,
we did this last time. No, we're seriously a shocking, horrible accident that is no laughing matter. We can't even pretend to do an ironic laugh because that would be wrong.
Which is exactly why Alonso and Renault should have been banned from the next race.
Exactly.
The reason they banned them is because they could have given them a fine of $50,000.
Euros.
Or... euros.
Or euros, yeah.
Depending on the exchange rate at the time.
Yeah.
Or a race ban. They were the two options open to them. And they thought, well, 50,000 doesn't seem like a lot.
And a race ban, seeing as two people have just been hurt, well, one hurt, one killed in flying objects.
Incidents, yeah.
That they should be banned. But no, obviously, it's Spanish Grand Prix. We'll need Alonso to finish ninth to...
if he was to finish ninth.
Yeah. Well, actually, where did he finish?
Sixth, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
oh, that's right. I suppose he scored a couple of points. But yeah, it's just like, it was, yeah, bad. Bad FIA. Bad
FIA.
But of course, the main news of this other podcast was the comeback king. Elvis Presley has come back from the building. He's not dead. Michael Schumacher is... get a race for Ferrari for the next Grand Prix. How exciting was that, everybody?
That is exciting. Should we leave it as a cliffhanger? Because at this point, we don't know.
No, we did.
Michael Schumacher's going to race. What do you think about that, Terry?
I reckon that neck injury is going to flare up. I don't want to shit on your candle. Shit on your candle? That's not a phrase.
Although that would ruin my day if you did shit on a candle.
And it would probably put the candle out.
Yeah, and that's a horrible thing to do.
Especially a weekend after a festival, believe me.
You wouldn't even be able to just pick it off the top, you'd have to wipe it.
I've been to two festivals in the last fortnight, and do you know what's the nicest thing about coming back from a festival?
Not a poo.
No, having a poo in it hitting water, that's such a nice feeling.
What is it hitting the thing then?
Well, it's a portal cabin, it just slides onto the plastic, and then you chemically wash it away with your tongue.
It just sits on a little shelf or something.
You must have been in a portal.
I've never been in a portal. I've been in portal cabin loos where they're just normal toilets.
Well, it's just like a big.
I've never been to
shelf.
A festival, really.
The plastic shelf thing, and you kind of poo. So you get to you can inspect it if you want. That's a nice thing about it.
Yeah.
And of course, the worst thing about it is sometimes you have to inspect a lot of other people's poos. And then there's a little handle, and it just kind of puts this kind of blue chemical stuff in, which shoots it down into the. It's like a little kind of manual flush.
Yeah.
You've got to do two or three.
So would it be fair to say that a porter loo is a bit like PK's career?
Oh,
it sits on the shelf for a long time, lots of people inspect it, and then you wash it away with chemical... Is that chemical blue?
Yep.
Like Flav's glasses.
Nice.
Kapow!
Come on.
In the porter toilet.
Of course, that's the only thing we haven't talked about. PK has been given the old heave-ho.
He didn't like that, did he?
I think it's fair to say he's a little pissed off.
I'd like to see him drive next year for one of the other teams just to see that moment when he has to pass all the people he's slated.
I'd like to see him drive a team with a car made out of cast iron just so that he can take out the Renaults.
A little battering ram. Or maybe get some soccer trial for Flav's team.
Or he just comes along with a gun and
shoots him in the face.
You know that thing where, like, in America, often, you know, the disgruntled employee comes back with a machine gun.
Yeah, put
some security on the door. Or he'll just be in a race for another team and he'll have paid like £6 million to get on
the team.
Yeah, his
dad would have bought an entire team.
And then halfway, well, that might be happening with BMW, but halfway through the race, he goes to the pits and the commentary are going, and PK's going to unschedule pit stop, but he's not even driving to his pit, but he appears to be driving into the Renault garage. And oh my God! And we've got news that PK still... Oh, he span on the way in. Oh, he managed to miss.
He attended. He didn't get round in time to actually kill the team because they'd all packed up and fucked off.
It's Tuesday! But I think... Well, should we not talk about Schumacher now?
Yeah, we'll move on to Schumacher in the other thing. The other news is BMW have handed in their cards and said they're going to chip off.
They found it in the notice.
Apparently, Kubica found out on the internet in some chat room.
That's nice, isn't it? That's a nice way to find out.
Some cheap...
So apparently, BMW just said to Kubica, it's not us, it's not you, it's me. I still like to use to drive me around some places, but, you know, Maybe if you, maybe you're bored at night, you can come and get in the car. But
I'd like to see other tyres.
But that's it. And then, but we again, we've done it. We've not talked about the race a bit. I mean, Hamilton won. Fair play. They brought it back round. I do not remember a single thing.
I think Button had a bit of a good bad race. A good bad race for Button is what you said.
Oh, of course, because he did that lovely thing of having a shit race, but getting away with the Red Bulls.
Yeah.
And I think that might happen in the next race, but we'll find out. So
no, it's hot in Valencia. Of course, it's not going to happen.
Oh yeah, of course, because Braun are going to fucking spank it. Well, one of them might. I can't help it. I can't even pretend that we're doing this before the other race. So
that was mini get out of jail free card. Hungarian,
that's just to keep the numbering system right. Yeah.
Basically, this is just an anally retentive podcast for numbering purposes.
This is just so if you're coming back to this from another couple of years, you don't go, why is there one missing? This is it.
We could have left that mysterious.
Ah, whatever. So we'll be back probably, well, if you've downloaded it, if you've got this from iTunes, the next track will be the next race. So listen to that.
Bye.
Bye.
A bientôt or cheerio or what's the one when you say when it won't be long?
Is there it one? Won't be long.